Well, folks, most of Missouri right now, in fact, virtually all of Missouri is under essentially a heat advisory that is in effect until 9 o'clock today throughout the entire state. I'm Brian Houseworth, and join me to talk about not only the heat, but more importantly, at least for now, is all the rainfall that's been happening primarily in eastern Missouri is Mark Fuchs. Mark is not only a meteorologist, but he's also a hydrologist with the National Weather Service there in St. Louis. Mark, thanks for your time. I want to start with the rainfall. There was a flash flood watch in effect in the St. Louis area. My dad called me this morning. He had heard reports 7 inches of rain fell in certain areas. What can you tell us?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We had an incredible amount of rain in the St. Louis metro area. As you look over on the north side of the city of St. Louis and into North St. Louis County, and it was a sharp difference between the haves and the have-nots last night. I mean, folks in North County had upwards of over 7 inches of rain measured in tipping bucket rain gauges, automated rain gauges, up around Bell Fountain Neighbors and in Glasgow Village. But over to Illinois, I know you're Missouri net, but our neighbors in Illinois, not to be outdone, they had over a foot of rain in parts of Bond County or around the Greenville, Illinois area, just off of I-70 there. So an incredible amount of rain there.
Well, so that's just amazing. So a foot of rain across the river in Illinois. But for the record, Bellefonte Neighbors, Glasgow Village, North St. Louis County, 7 inches of rain. And what kind of a time frame are we talking about?
That all fell in a matter of really just a few hours. For the most part, I'd probably say four hours or so. But, just an incredible amount of water and quite a bit of flash flooding across North County and across the river into the Granite City area and other places across into the Metro East area. But, yeah, North County really was hammered. There was also some pretty significant some pretty decent flooding up across parts of central Missouri, up around the Centralia area. They had some flooding up into that reach as well. And a few other spots across Missouri, it wasn't quite so bad. But we did have heavy rains in a number of places, over 4 inches of rain in Centralia itself.
So 4 inches. And when you say about 4 hours in North County primarily, was that last night into the overnight ballpark time frame?
Yeah, let me take a quick gander at this real quick. I can absolutely nail
sure.
It with a rain gauge that we have. I had the right time. Hang on a second.
Yeah, no problem.
Most of it happened, it looked like. Started a little bit during the evening hours last night, but the really heavy stuff didn't really kick in until it looks like about just before 3 a.m.
Okay.
And didn't really stop until about 9:30 or so this morning. I guess overall about 6 hours or so.
Yeah, absolutely. So primarily this morning. This is great information. I really appreciate it. One final question while I have you, Mark. The heat. It looks like looking at all three of the, and I know you're NWS St. Louis, it looks like the entire state, as I read it, is under a heat advisory until 9. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there are some places across the state where it is going to be dangerous today. We're looking at heat indices in the parts of west central Missouri. Heat indices might exceed 110 degrees, and same is true down in southeast Missouri, into the Boot Heel, and toward the Poplar Bluff in West Plains area. We're looking at heat indices possibly exceeding 110, which is really, really on the high end of heat indices, and people in those areas really need to be careful about, you know, exerting themselves out in the heat today, being outside, or have plenty of ventilation if they're inside and they don't have air conditioning. We are also expecting heat indices approaching 105 to 110 in the Metro St. Louis area and right around Columbia as well. So it's going to be an exceptionally warm day, no doubt.
Is there anything you want to add, sir? This is, I mean, I can't tell you how helpful this information is. This is great. Anything you'd like to add, feel free.
Not really. We've had significant flooding in the Metro St. Louis area, especially into North St. Louis County and into the places we mentioned. There is some residual flooding going on there as we speak earlier this afternoon. And, you know, you come across a flooded roadway, be smart about it. Turn around, don't drown. And with the heat, you know, that's a whole other set of safety guidelines we need to be aware of. And just, you know, vary your thermal environment as much as you can. Drink plenty of fluids. You know, if you have to be outside, take plenty of breaks when you're working and keep hydrated. And keep the ventilation going inside if you don't have air conditioning. And ideally, you know, try to find a place with air conditioning on a day like today.